Buenos días, hermanos.
Good morning, my brothers.
El Señor les bendiga.
The Lord bless you all.
Celebremos la resurrección de Cristo este día del Señor.
Let's celebrate the resurrection of the Lord on this day.
Soy el pastor Walter Vega.
I am the Reverend Walter Vega.
De la Iglesia Presbiteriana Cristo Rey de Santiago de Chile.
From the Christ the King Presbyterian Church of Santiago de Chile.
Él es mi hermano Israel Guerrero.
I am his brother Israel Guerrero.
Y es candidato al ministerio.
And I am a candidate for the ministry.
Una de las razones de nuestro viaje acá.
One of the reasons that our trip.
Es para ir a conocer el Seminario Teológico de Edimburgo.
Was go because. To go to the Edinburgh Theological Seminary in Scotland.
Ya que nuestro hermano vino a hacer su magíster en teología.
Because I will go to get MTH, Master in Theology degree there in Edinburgh.
Y a la vez recibimos la invitación para tener comunión y generar alianzas en el reino de Dios con la Iglesia Presbiteriana Libre de Irlanda del Norte.
And at the same time, we received an invitation from you, from the Free Presbyterian Church, to establish some fellowship between us.
Okay. La palabra o la predicación se encuentra en Ezequiel capítulo 37, del versículo 1 al 14.
So please let open our Bibles on Ezekiel chapter 37.
There's a noise.
Before to read the word of the Lord, I'm going to take a picture of all of you. Thank you. So, Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1, the versículo 1, 14. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Do say the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause your breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and I will bring you up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinew and the flesh came out upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then say he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thou say the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breathe, and breathe upon this slain, that they might live. So I prophesy as they command me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they said, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off from all parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves. all my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it, and perform it, saith the Lord.
Amén. El título de este sermón es la pregunta,
¿tenemos esperanza?
So, the name of the sermon is, do we have hope?
El profeta Ezequiel estaba exiliado.
Ezekiel prophet was outside of the land.
Habían sido todos llevados a Babilonia.
So they went to Babylon.
Al parecer ya no había esperanza.
Maybe there was no hope for them.
Dios estaba disciplinando y castigando a su pueblo.
God was disciplining their people.
Y la pregunta que se hacía el profeta y todo el pueblo.
So all the people and the prophet Ezekiel asked,
¿qué pasa con las promesas tuyas, Dios?
What happened with your promise, O Lord?
¿Qué pasa con las bendiciones del pacto?
What happened with the promises of the covenant of grace?
¿Dónde quedaron las promesas para Abraham?
Where are the promises for Abraham?
¿Dónde quedaron las promesas para David?
Where are the promises for David?
¿Dónde está el poder que acompañaba a Israel en el desierto?
Where is the power that with Israel in the desert?
Por eso este libro,
that's the reason why this book,
el profeta Ezequiel,
the Ezekiel prophet,
entra y nos quiere dar una esperanza en medio de la crisis y del dolor.
He wants to give us a hope in the middle of our suffering.
Y especialmente cuando no merecemos las bendiciones del Señor.
And especially when we don't deserve the blessings of the Lord.
¿Cumple Dios sus promesas?
God fulfilled his promise?
¿Es fiel el Señor a su pacto?
Is he faithful to his covenant?
Por eso en este sermón veremos tres puntos.
So in this sermon we are going to see three main points.
El primer punto vamos a hablar del pecado y la miseria del hombre.
The first point we are going to talk about the sin and the misery of man.
Específicamente esta pregunta la encontramos en la pregunta número 17 del Catecismo Menor de Westminster.
So in this first point we are going to see the question 17 of the Shorter Catechism, the Westminster Shorter Catechism. Into what state did the fall bring mankind?
El 17.
Into what state did the fall bring mankind? The fall brought mankind into a state of sin and misery.
El Catecismo Menor,
the Shorter Catechism,
habla que después de la caída,
talks about after the fall,
nuestro estado es de pecado,
or a state of sin,
y nuestro estado es de miseria.
And a state of misery.
Si tuviéramos que definirnos a nosotros mismos,
if we can define ourselves,
somos pecadores,
we are sinners,
y somos miserables.
And we are miserable.
El pecado apunta a nuestra depravación total.
So the sin points to our total depravation.
Nuestra falta de justicia.
Or without law.
Nuestra caída.
Or fall.
Y la miseria.
And the misery.
Dice que merecemos la ira de Dios.
He said that we deserve the wrath of God.
Que no tenemos la bendición de Dios sobre nuestra vida.
That we don't have the blessings of the Lord in our life.
Esa es nuestra condición.
That's our condition.
Pecado,
sin,
y miseria.
And misery.
Y aquí nosotros vemos,
and here we can see,
cómo Dios le muestra al profeta Ezequiel,
how the Lord showed to the Ezekiel prophet,
la condición del hombre,
the condition of man.
Y especialmente,
especially,
la condición del pueblo de Dios.
The condition of the people of God.
Si nosotros miramos bien la figura,
if we can see this picture,
es terrible.
It's terrible.
Parece que fuera un ejército,
it's like an army,
pero vencido,
but defeated,
derrotado,
defeated,
sin esperanza.
Without hope.
El profeta camina entre medio de los huesos secos.
So the prophet is walking in the midst of these dry bones.
Es como un cementerio.
It's like a cemetery.
Sin esperanza.
Without hope.
Era un ejército que había sido derrotado.
There was a defeated army.
Él descubrió,
he discovered,
que eran muchos los muertos.
That were many dead people.
Y dice que estaban secos.
And said that was dry bones.
En gran manera.
In very high way.
No sé si usted vio la película.
I don't know if you watched the movie.
De Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson's movie, the last.
Huxley Ridge.
Huxley Ridge. About the World War II.
Yeah. En esa película,
that movie,
el protagonista,
the main character,
iba a la guerra.
He went to the war,
y trataba de buscar sobrevivientes,
trying to save some people,
en medio de todos los muertos.
The midst of all the dead people.
Y él podía encontrar,
and he could find some
personas agonizando.
People almost dying.
Algunos sobrevivientes.
Some survivors.
Pero en este valle,
but in this valley,
ni siquiera había sobrevivientes.
There was not survivors.
Y no solamente eso.
And not just that.
No había vida.
There was no life.
No había esperanza.
No hope.
Nadie clamaba por ayuda.
Nobody claims for help.
Nadie estaba agonizando.
Nobody was almost dying.
Esa era la condición que Dios le estaba mostrando al profeta.
That was the condition that God showed to the prophet.
Pero no solamente eso, sino que también había miseria.
But also misery.
En la antigüedad,
in the old times,
cuando los ejércitos derrotaban a otro ejército,
when one army defeat another army,
y encontraban que sus oponentes no eran dignos,
and they looked to their enemies and said they are not worthy.
No los sepultaban.
There was no grave for them.
Los dejaban botados.
So they were just left out.
Como animales.
Like animals.
Hoy día,
today,
los peores criminales,
the worst criminals,
tienen derecho a una sepultura digna.
Have hope for a worthy burial.
Pero ellos no.
But in this place there was no hope.
Ni siquiera no eran dignos.
There was not worthy.
De una sepultura.
Of a grave.
De ser honrados.
To be honored.
Estaban expuestos.
They were exposed.
A los animales salvajes.
To the wild animals.
A los perros.
To the dogs.
Y esa es la condición.
And that's the condition.
La Biblia dice.
The Bible said.
Que la paga del pecado es muerte. En Romanos 3:23.
So in Romans 3, chapter,
no.
Romans 3, verse 23.
Por cuanto todos, Romanos 3:23.
Romans 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
No tenemos derecho a nada.
We don't have rights.
Esa es la naturaleza pecaminosa.
That's the sinfulness of our nature.
Pero también la Escritura.
But the scripture also,
en Romanos 6:23.
In Romans 6:23.
Dice, la paga del pecado es muerte.
For the wage of sin is death.
¿Se da cuenta lo que estaba viendo el profeta Ezequiel?
Can you realize of this picture?
¿Sabe lo que es esto?
Do you know what is?
Es todo lo contrario al huerto del Edén.
It's the opposite to the Garden of Eden.
El huerto del Edén había vida.
The Eden's garden was life.
Había salud.
There was hope.
Estaba la presencia de Dios.
There was the presence of the Lord.
Pero aquí no había nada.
But here there is nothing.
Por eso.
That's the reason.
Nuestra condición es de pecado.
Our condition is a sinful.
Estamos alejados de Dios.
We are far away from the Lord.
Destituidos de la presencia del Señor.
Come short of the glory of the Lord.
No somos personas buenas.
We are not good people.
Que a veces hacemos cosas malas.
That sometimes we act like bad people.
Somos personas malas.
We are bad people.
Que a veces hacemos cosas buenas.
That sometimes we made some good things.
Jesucristo lo dijo.
Jesus Christ said,
y si ustedes siendo malos,
and if you being bad people,
sabéis dar cosas buenas a vuestros hijos,
you gave good things to your children,
y si ustedes siendo malos,
and if you being bad people,
saben dar cosas buenas.
You know how to give good things to your children.
Esa es nuestra condición.
That's our condition.
Y eso es lo que muestra el valle de los huesos secos.
And this is the picture of the dry bones.
Como segundo punto,
the second point,
el Señor le hace la pregunta a Ezequiel.
The Lord in Ezekiel 37, ask to Ezekiel.
Versículo 3.
Verse 3.
¿Vivirán estos huesos?
Can these bones live?
¿Vivirán estos huesos?
Can these bones live?
¿En esta condición?
In this condition?
Y hoy día nosotros nos podemos hacer la misma pregunta.
And today we can ask to ourselves.
Ya que hay tanto pecado en mí.
Because there is many sins in our lives.
He hecho tantas cosas malas.
Many things I did wrong, bad things.
Estoy tan alejado de Dios.
I am so far away from the Lord.
¿Puedo vivir?
Can I live?
¿Vivirá mi familia?
Will live my family?
Donde hay destrucción y caos.
Where there is destruction.
¿Hay esperanza para mi familia?
So we have hope for our family?
¿Vivirá nuestra iglesia?
Will live our church?
Iglesias muchas veces muertas.
Many dead churches.
¿Vivirá mi país?
Will live this land?
En medio de tanto pecado y de miseria.
In the midst of sin and misery.
El profeta dijo, no lo sé, Señor.
The prophet said, I don't know, Lord.
Pero quiero decirte algo.
But I want to say to you something.
Que Dios tiene planes.
That God has plans.
Para ese valle de muerte.
For these dry bones.
Dios tiene buenos planes para los huesos secos.
The Lord has good plans for dry bones.
Jesucristo, la resurrección y la vida.
Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life.
Tiene buenas nuevas para aquellos que están muertos.
He has good news for dead people.
Y la forma que Dios tiene.
And the way of the Lord.
Para darle vida a este Edén destruido.
To give life to this destroyed Eden.
Para darle vida al cementerio.
To give life to the graves.
Es que Dios le dice al profeta.
It is that God said to the prophet.
Predícales.
Preach them.
Háblales del evangelio.
Talks about the gospel.
Habla mi palabra.
Preach my word.
La palabra de Dios.
The word of God.
Que tiene vida.
That has life.
Háblale a ese ejército derrotado.
Talk to that defeated army.
¿Y por qué Dios,
why the Lord,
escogió esta forma tan extraña?
Choose this strange way of,
para que la gloria sea de Dios.
That the glory will be alone just for the Lord.
Y no nuestra.
And not for us.
Fíjate bien.
Please look this.
Dios habla la palabra.
God spoke his word.
Porque va a la raíz de nuestro problema.
Because goes to the root of our problem.
La raíz de nuestros problemas.
The root of our problem.
No son económicos.
It is not economic problems.
No son sociales.
There's no social problems.
No son políticos.
There's no politicals.
Adán y Eva quebrantaron la palabra.
Adam and Eve broke the word of the Lord.
Desobedecieron la palabra.
Disobeyed the word of the Lord.
Dios creó los cielos y la tierra.
God created the heavens and the earth.
Por medio de su palabra.
Through his word.
Y ahora vemos este valle muerto.
And now we can see this valley.
Que necesita ser recreado.
That he needs to be recreated.
Y eso es lo que Dios está haciendo con su iglesia.
And this is the same that the Lord is working in his church.
Y eso es lo que Dios quiere hacer contigo.
And the same the Lord wants to work in you.
Volver a crearte con su palabra.
To recreate it through his word.
Con su palabra creó los cielos.
With his word he creates the heavens.
Con su palabra creó la tierra.
With his word create the earth.
Pero note la distinción.
But please look this.
Si nos vamos a la creación de Génesis 1.
If we go to Genesis.
No leas.
Okay. Don't read. He said don't read. We have 3 hours left. No.
Dios con su palabra creó todo.
God with his word create everything.
Pero no creó a Adán.
But he did not create Adam
con su palabra.
With his word.
Dios creó los cielos, la tierra.
God created the heavens and the earth.
Con su palabra.
With his word.
Los mares con su palabra.
The seas with his word.
Los animales con su palabra.
The animals with his word.
Pero Adán fue creado.
But Adam was created.
Figurativamente.
Like a figure.
Con sus manos.
With his hands.
Y después que Adán vivió.
And after that.
Dios le habló la palabra.
God talked the word to Adam.
Dios creó todo.
God creates everything.
por medio de la palabra.
Through his word.
Pero Dios creó a Adán.
But God created Adam.
Para oír la palabra.
To hear the word.
Usted y yo.
You and I.
Fuimos creados.
We were created.
Para vivir por la palabra de Dios.
To live for the word of God.
Usted depende de la palabra de Dios.
You have to depend on the word of the Lord.
La palabra de Dios tiene poder.
The word of the Lord has power.
Sobre tu vida.
Upon your life.
Cristo es la palabra.
Christ is the word.
Fuimos hechos para ser de Cristo.
We were made to belong to Christ.
Fuimos hechos para tener esperanza.
We were made to have hope.
Por eso existe la locura de la predicación.
So that's the reason of the glorious of the preaching.
Porque la misma palabra que creó los cielos y la tierra.
Because the same word that created heaven and the earth.
Es Dios viniendo a tu vida.
It's God coming to your life.
Y dándonos esperanzas.
And giving us hope.
Somos hechos para su palabra.
We were made for His word.
Pero también para el Espíritu Santo.
But also for the Holy Ghost.
También Dios le dice al profeta.
So the Lord said to the prophet.
Dile al Espíritu Santo que sople.
Say to the Holy Spirit that breathe.
¿No fue eso acaso lo que Dios hizo con Adán?
Was not the same that God did with Adam?
Sopló sobre Adán.
Breathe upon Adam.
Su espíritu.
His spirit.
Mira qué glorioso.
Look, this is so glorious.
Dios ha dado a Cristo.
God gave Christ.
Su palabra.
His word.
Para su iglesia.
For his church.
Para ti.
For you.
Pero también ha dado.
But also he gave.
Al Espíritu Santo.
The Holy Ghost.
Para que more en ti.
To the world in you.
¿No ves algo precioso?
Can you see that this is so glorious?
En la creación estaba el Padre.
In the creation we can see the Father.
Creando los cielos y la tierra.
Creating the heavens and the earth.
A través de Cristo.
Through Christ.
La palabra.
The word.
Y el Espíritu Santo.
The Holy Spirit.
Moviéndose.
Upon the face of the world.
En la creación.
In the creation.
Pero en nuestra redención.
But in our redemption.
Dios está haciendo de nuevo todo en ti.
God is recreating everything in you.
Dios recreando tu vida.
God recreating your life
por medio de la palabra
through his word
y enviando su Espíritu Santo
and sending his Holy Spirit
dentro de nosotros
to dwell between us.
Y de nuevo nos hacemos la pregunta
and again we can ask ourselves,
¿vivirán estos huesos?
Will live these bones?
¿Viviré yo?
Will I live?
¿Vivirá mi familia?
Will live my family?
¿Vivirá mi iglesia?
And my church.
El pacto de gracia nos asegura que sí.
The covenant of grace says yes.
Hay un redentor.
There is a redeemer.
Probablemente.
Probably.
Todavía no estás muy convencido de esto.
You are not so convinced about this.
Porque en el versículo 11.
Because in the 11th verse.
Léalo conmigo.
Please read with me.
Ellos no creyeron todavía.
They did not believe yet.
Y ellos decían esto en sus corazones.
So they said this in their hearts.
11.
Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our part.
Ellos decían.
They said.
A pesar de todos los planes de Dios.
Above all the plans of God.
Nuestros huesos se secaron.
Our bones are dried.
Pereció nuestra esperanza.
We lost our hope.
Y somos destruidos.
And we are cut off for our part.
Tal vez tú estás pensando.
Maybe you are thinking.
Pero pastor.
But pastor.
Esta profecía es del Antiguo Testamento.
This prophecy is from the Old Testament.
Esto es para el pueblo de Israel.
This was for the Israel people.
Esto sucedió en el pasado.
This is something that is from the past.
O también me puedes decir como Marta.
Or maybe you can say like Martha.
La hermana de Lázaro.
Lazarus' sister.
Frente a la tumba de Lázaro.
In front of the Lazarus grave.
Cuando Cristo le dice, yo soy la resurrección y la vida.
When Christ said, I am the resurrection and the life.
Pero Marta le dijo.
But Martha said.
Sí.
Yeah.
En la resurrección de los muertos.
In the big resurrection.
En la segunda venida.
In your second coming.
Sin embargo, el Evangelio es para hoy.
However, the gospel is for today.
Lea conmigo.
Read with me.
Lo que dice el versículo 13.
Verse 13. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves.
Y sabréis que yo soy Jehová.
And ye shall know that I am the Lord.
Y sabréis que yo soy Jehová.
And ye shall know that I am the Lord.
¿Cuándo?
When?
¿Cuándo sabremos eso?
When we are going to know that?
¿Cuándo podré estar seguro que mi familia va a vivir?
When I can be sure about that my family will live?
¿Cuándo podré estar seguro que yo voy a vivir?
When I will be really with assurance about that I am going to live again.
¿Cuándo podré estar seguro que mi nación va a vivir?
When we are going to have this assurance about that our land will live again.
Mire lo que nos dice.
Please read with me.
13. ¿Cuándo?
When?
Abra.
I have opened
vuestros sepulcros.
Your graves.
Y os saque de vuestras sepulturas.
Oh, my people, and brought you up out of your graves.
Pueblo mío.
My people.
Hoy día estamos celebrando la resurrección.
Today we are celebrating the resurrection.
Y si nosotros queremos centrarnos bien en esto,
and if we want to know more about this,
no podríamos entenderlo si no vemos a Cristo.
We cannot understand this if we cannot see Christ.
Y quiero llevarlos,
and please go with me,
a Mateo capítulo 7.
To Matthew chapter
27.
Matthew chapter 27.
En la misma cruz,
the same cross,
cuando Cristo estaba muriendo,
when Christ was dying.
Jesucristo estaba muriendo,
Jesus Christ was dying,
colgado en la cruz,
hanging on the cross.
Dice que él, en el versículo 50,
said, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yield up the ghost.
Hasta el versículo, hasta el 54.
51, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion and they that were with him, watching Jesus, saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God.
Y sabrán que yo soy Jehová.
And you will know that I am the Lord.
¿Cuándo?
When?
Cuando abra vuestros sepulcros.
When I open your graves.
Y cuando salgan a vida.
So that you came to life.
Jesucristo.
Jesus Christ
es el cumplimiento
is the fulfillment
de las promesas
of the promises
del valle de los huesos secos.
Of the valley of the dry bones.
Note bien.
Please look this.
Cuando Cristo entrega su espíritu,
when Christ gives his spirit to the Father,
cuando él muere,
when he died,
en ese mismo momento,
in the same moment,
se levantaron los muertos.
Many bodies of the saints which sleep arose.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque él estaba
because
muriendo por nosotros.
He was dying for
mire
us.
La cruz.
Behold the cross.
El valle de los huesos secos.
The valley of the dry bones.
Cristo.
Christ.
Diciendo.
Telling. Saying.
Verso 48 en
in verse 28-27. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and
no,
put
no, 46, perdón, 46, leí mal.
46, sorry. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Ahí estaba el clamor.
So there we can hear his voice.
Como Cristo.
How Christ.
Estaba cargando.
Was taken.
Tu pecado.
Your sins.
Tu miseria.
Your misery.
Estaba absorbiendo.
He was taken up.
Como una esponja. Todo nuestro pecado.
He was taking all our sin.
Toda nuestra miseria.
All our misery.
El justo.
The just,
por los injustos.
Dying for the unjust. Unjust.
El vencedor.
The conqueror.
Siendo vencido.
Being defeated.
La vida.
The life.
Muriendo.
Dying.
El agua de la vida.
The water of the life.
Diciendo, tengo sed.
Saying, I am thirsty.
Como dijo Lutero.
Like Luther said.
Oh Cristo.
Oh Christ.
Tú eres mi justicia.
You are my justice.
Pero yo soy tu pecado.
But I am your sin.
Tú eres mi vida.
You are my life.
Pero yo soy tu muerte.
But I am your death.
Y ahí estaba.
And here we can see.
El Hijo de Dios.
The Son of God.
Dándote vida.
Giving you life.
Dando su espíritu.
Giving his spirit.
A cambio de la muerte.
By his death.
Ese es.
That is
el cumplimiento de todo.
The fulfillment of everything.
¿Vivirán estos huesos?
Will live these bones?
¿Vivirá mi familia?
And my family?
¡Claro que sí!
Of course, yes.
La paga del pecado es muerte.
So, the result of the sin is death.
Mas la dádiva de Dios,
but the gift of God,
es vida eterna en Cristo Jesús.
Life in Christ Jesus.
Tenemos esperanza.
We have hope.
Que Dios dará vida.
That God will give life.
Nuestra vida.
Our life.
En Cristo Jesús.
In Jesus Christ.
Amén.
Amen.
Él ha resucitado.
He has raised him.
Amén.
Amén. Solideo gloria.